Open loops. Open loops. Open loops. Open loops. Open loops. You must listen to the open loops, a theme park for absurd beliefs and systems of integration between the mind and the creative spirit. Open loops.
Summer's over. It's that fall cuffing season. When corporate lobbyists decide which special honey boo boo congressperson they're gonna lock down so that they can sway the election in their favor. Your conscious mind can focus on all that romance because your unconscious mind is now tuned in to its favorite late-night talk show for the shamelessly fringe. It's Open Loops with Greg Bornstein. Conversations that bend. Loopers, what is going on? Hello, hello, how I've missed you so. Gosh, this summer has not stopped. I told you a little while back I was in Edinburgh. That's right, it's not Edinburgh. That's what the gentleman on our tour bus said. And in Scotland, you say Glasgow, Edinburgh. One word for two syllables. And then I went to Colorado, Boulder, Denver. Can't really do it with that. Telluride. My cousin Jessie just got married. Shout out to her. Look, very proud to go to places that I haven't gone, even in the U.S. Never been to Colorado. Heard about the culture. I know it's synonymous with pot smoking these days, but so are most of the topics you're going to hear about on this show, too. It was a great state. I really enjoyed it. Very interesting. Telluride, where this wedding was for my cousin, versus Denver and Boulder, all have their distinct vibes. But I will say this. I was looking around at that Denver airport. Now, for those of you that know, conspiracy stuff years ago, especially on Reddit, we're talking 7 years ago, 7 to 10 years ago, a lot of stuff came up about conspiracies involving the Denver International Airport. All kinds of wild stuff. People say it's the second Area 51. People say there are underground tunnels where the children are getting freed. There's some odd murals, gargoyles over the baggage claim. They've since remodeled a lot of things, and they kind of do this. Personally, I find it a bit annoying, but, you know, that's just my preference. But they have signs that talk about lizard people. Sorry for the technical difficulties, but the lizard people keep stealing our tools. So that kind of, well, remember the word conspiracy theory was supposedly invented by people in the CIA. It always is tricky, right? That's the bogus mindset of well, it's not bogus. It's bogus, but to skeptics on the outside, it may seem bogus to say, if you point out it's a conspiracy, that's part of the conspiracy. So when is it not? That's my question. A lot of these people say, well, you just can never. You never know. It's just everyone's lying. Listen to my guest last week, Jonathan, or 2 weeks ago, Jonathan Venkin, and you let me know what your thoughts are on this. I, of course, love keeping an open mind to things and love having my beliefs challenged, which is why I had to get on Jonathan Royal, who's been on this show before, episode 63 in December 2020, and Steve Miller, the founder and creator of the Fatnosis method. He does weight loss with hypnosis, but he's become a voice in the community in his own right, challenging the way traditional NLP and hypnosis trainers teach this stuff and get people to think about the business. There is a debate in the hypnosis world that, at least, it's not an overt debate, but it's something that comes up, which is, should you niche or should you go broad? And what I find interesting about Jonathan and Steve's approach to hypnosis that you're going to hear about in this episode is that it doesn't really matter what you do, because if you get marketing right, people are going to believe in the power of their mind, no matter what the modality is. Now, it does raise the question, the one question I didn't ask them, which is, do they think niching might be the better move than just promoting this person with abilities, using marketing and promotion and almost a P.T. Barnum-like experience, which makes a lot of sense because Jonathan Royal, also known as Alex William Smith, started in the circus. So he has that classic showbiz mindset when it comes to hypnosis. Can you sell this experience of amazing change more than this subconscious technique that works? And that's the tension that these two address in this episode, and the tension that a lot of you who are listening are going to feel if you are a classically trained hypnotist or hypnosis trainer, because they're going to crap all over a bunch of your beliefs. And I loved it. I love the hot takes. You want to debate these guys? You let me know. Follow me at the Greg Bornstein on Instagram. You tell me if you want to take up their challenge. They both lay down a challenge in this episode. Jonathan, of course, picking up on his challenge from episode 63, which was fascinating. We go into that. But Steve has some other big challenges to this mind therapy community. I love it. I love when they get they spit and they slash and tear down all things sacred in the hypnotic arts, which is fantastic because truly no one except hypnotists and people with neurolinguistic programming backgrounds use phrases like hypnotic arts. Who cares? I love it, though. I love it. I love all of it. I love being in the world of it. And these two have an event coming up September 24th. The details are in the show notes. We talk about it on the show. It looks awesome. If I was in the UK, I would go to this event. It is Event 22, the Theater of the Mind, where they're going to teach you about positively influencing the theater of your client's mind. I love this stuff. Jonathan's going to be teaching. We're talking body language. We're talking vocals. We're talking subliminal hypnotic inductions, consulting room, working with your clients. Jonathan's going to be there. I mean, we got some really, really good people in addition to Jonathan and Steve leading this. So you can register for that on Eventbrite. It's in Birmingham in the UK, and that's coming up. I highly recommend it. If you like open loops, make sure to go to the YouTube channel. You can watch the video of this interview, and you can see me just looking down at times because I'm going, oh my gosh, is this okay to say in the hypnosis community? Make sure you go on there. But also, if you like the show, please go to ratethispodcast.com/openloops to leave a review. Look, I know I might be asking for a lot to put a couple words or just the word good. On it, but if you're able to subscribe and rate the show and say a couple whatever, it really helps get this content out there. Any of your words, but yeah, I'm just curious what people think of this episode, because it definitely has some outrageousness to it, and that's what I love about these two. They are truly the bad boys of contemporary hypnosis and NLP training, and you're going to be on the receiving end of their slashery. I love it. I love it. Enjoy Jonathan Royal and Steve Miller.
Today on Open Loops, we have a double hitter. This is, I really wanted to make this happen. We have returning guest, Jonathan Royal, who really, I mean, it was December 2020, I believe it was episode 63, where he boldly challenged all hypnosis trainers out there to, we'll get into that challenge in a little bit, but no one's taken him up on it, so we'll get into that. Loved having him on, and of course, someone who he's been doing several events with recently, and is a legend in the hypnosis field in his own right, as well as just self-development in general, the CEO of Fatnosis. Yes, we have the director and co-founder of Hypno Antidepressant and Hypno Anti-Anxiety, Steve Miller here. Yes, both of these men have really, they're screaming loud about the flaws in the hypnosis and the coaching community and pushing everybody to do things even better. So I'm excited to have them both on. Steve, Jonathan, thanks so much for coming on the show.
I just say that I can see Jonathan's photo. Are you sure you're getting my clip on as well?
Yes, I see ya. I see ya.
Oh, okay, fine. As long as you get any, because I wouldn't want you to have to do it all again. Okay, let's get on with it.
All good. Yeah, thanks so much for coming. Look, I have to ask you guys, let me start this off. Steve, how did you... I mean, Fatnosis, it's a cool idea, it's a cool concept. I'm curious, you know, a lot of people talk about weight loss and you know, weight management, I suppose, is the other way of putting it. You're not supposed to say weight loss, if you believe in all that stuff.
I mean we can start on that if you want to, because yeah. I do hear this sometimes. People say you can't do this and you can't do that and you can't say weight loss. And it seems to be only hypnotherapists and therapy types that seem to be shouting that you can't say weight loss. Yet the public that are wanting to lose weight desperately, many of whom I support very successfully.
Yeah.
We talk about weight loss. We don't do all the therapy, you know, they might think they're losing something. Good. I want them to think they're losing bloody weight. So all of that, you know, we shouldn't say weight loss thing, I think is a load of old, for me, cobblers.
Yeah, very interesting. Do you okay, that's cool. I'm kind of with you too in that way. I don't think the rule, they have all these rules of the subconscious mind that, again, hypnotherapists peddle, right? You're not supposed to say not.
Well, that's complete and utter claptrap of the highest order. Some of the most successful hypnotists in history were what I will term old school, in the sense of direct, authoritarian, which is something that Steve and myself are very much trying to get back, for a key reason that it works, and it works remarkably well when you do it correctly. But if you look at those people's scripts that they've left us in their legacies of books that are like 60, 70, maybe even 100 or more years old, they regularly go, you'll find that you don't need a cigarette anymore or whatever. Now, if you believe the claptrap that's peddled, saying don't won't be processed by the unconscious subconscious mind. So actually, right, you're more likely to make them want cigarettes. It's cobblers. These people stop more people smoking than most of the hypnotherapy so-called experts around now who are teaching have ever seen bloody clients. Results are what matter. And these people had way bigger results than the so-called experts, the cowardly experts, by the way, who have not been able to take up the challenge from episode 63 of your Open Loops podcast, where I clearly just put it in a nutshell and went, look, if there's anyone out there at all of any, whatever title you want to call it, whether it's hypnotherapy, Tibetan mind control, tapping, finger waggling, it don't matter. it's psychological talking therapy, and you think you've got a better, more comprehensive, better value for money, and more importantly, works in the real world training course package than I offer, and incidentally, I offer it with a full money-back guarantee, which they don't, then take me up on the challenge. Prove me wrong in public. And you know what? Not a single person has since December 2020 when we made that challenge on your podcast.
Yeah. Steve, I mean, do you agree with him about the course? Have you gone through the elite hypnosis bootcamp?
I've made myself unpopular on many occasions for telling the truth. And the truth is that Jonathan Royal's course is the best course in terms of learning hypnosis that I've ever attended. And I assert that. And for some reason, there is this small sector of people who, I don't know, maybe threatened by him or are jealous, that sort of say, I can't believe you're saying that to me all the time. It was a great course. I learned a lot. I think Jonathan talks a lot of sense. Listen, there's going to be things that I disagree with him on, of course. And in the past, there may have been some stagey stuff that I may not have agreed with or whatever. And the one thing I would say to people, a lot of that stuff that people look at was actually in the media, and that's called television, right? And when you're doing telly, it's about entertainment, right?
Yeah.
So I do, it's not that I'm a sycophant because I tell the truth. The truth is, Alex's course was the best hypnosis course I've ever been on. And I've done hypnosis for 20 years clinically, and I got a lot from it.
Wow.
I give people praise. Listen, what's the point of not doing that? I give people praise when it's due. And yeah, there are other people that I respect and are talented, absolutely. But when it comes to this guy, I think my message to everyone is, listen, can you just like broaden your heads a bit? Because if not, you're a bit of a thicko. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to say it as it is there. We have to open our minds to different people with different styles and different opinions and whatever. But answering your question straight on, yes, absolutely. I endorse his course. I recommend everybody does it in the hypnotherapy world. And my God, they will improve.
Yes. Hey, look, Jonathan, you give me access to that course. I've looked at it over the past 2 years now, and I still return to it because there is just so much in there. I mean,
and as you
really
know, new stuff keeps getting added because you'll get the emails pinged through saying this module's been added. That's why nobody else can take up the challenge, because it's already got more in than they can supply.
What is
I keep
this
adding
challenge?
To it.
I would love to know in summary terms what this challenge is.
Let's hear it.
I've not read it. Let's hear it.
In a nutshell, and it is laid out in more detail, so crystal clear, the terms and conditions in episode 63 of the Open Loops podcast. By terms and conditions, I mean with clarity of what I'm guaranteeing. Because when people join the Elite Hypnosis Bootcamp, I guarantee that within 12 months of joining, from the date of getting access of the members area, within 12 calendar months, they will have earned at least $12,000 United States dollars, or 12,000 euros, or 12,000 pounds United Kingdom sterling, more bottom line profits. That's after costs of running the business are removed. So more bottom line profits than they did in the 12 months prior to joining the boot camp. Otherwise, they get 100% of their money back. Further, I guarantee, which is the full 1 year 100% satisfaction money back guarantee, that not only will they earn that extra money as long as they study the Watch Me First and put into action the marketing principles taught in the Watch Me First videos, but that also they will never need to buy anyone else's course ever again, unless there's a legal requirement for them to do so in order to get access to a certain trading brand. So, for example, I would guarantee nobody ever needs to buy any weight loss training either, ever again. They're in my boot camp. However, if they wanted to benefit massively from the regular television, radio, newspaper, magazine, internet exposure that, for example, Steve gets with Fat Norsies.
Oh, yeah.
Whilst all the little elements that make up Fat Norsies will be findable somewhere inside the Elite Hypnosis Bootcamp, you could not legally ever use the name Fat Norsies because it's a registered trademark without going and doing Steve's course. But the only thing you would be getting that isn't in the bootcamp is a logo, a trademark, and an association, which I have to say, in terms of Fat Norsis, would be worth its weight in gold to you because of one key reason.
Weird, and what's really weird here? Well, not weird. I guess what I really like about myself, it must say that I'm so comfortable with myself, is I can sit here and say, what Jonathan just said is absolutely true. Absolutely true. And that with Fatnosis is absolutely right, that it's a brand. And that was always my goal with it as well. And he's absolutely right. A lot of the stuff that's taught is just, well, it's got different names to it. And it's just, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Rehash or rinsed
and repeated. And I think that, you know, especially in the cost of living crisis, people need to really invest their money wisely. And I know I've not been brought onto this podcast to support Jonathan's bootcamp, but I would recommend that. I would. And I know, and before anyone throws something at the screen, no, I haven't, and I'm not being paid for it, and I'm not on commission, right? But I, based on what I know and what I've seen and what I've done with him, I would agree with that. I would agree. I think he's wrong.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, in terms of weight loss, just to finish off what I was saying there, that, yeah, the components are in the bootcamp, but you can never use the name Fatnosis, which means you can't have the association to Steve's television appearances, media appearances, links to celebrities. When you're thinking about doing somebody's course in terms of getting a brand, because people go, oh, I'm being told I can use this brand, it'll be great in my marketing. Well, it might sound good to you who's been sold the dream of making money, but actually check out the person teaching you, because there's very few people on this planet in this industry that have had as much, as regular, or as extensive television, radio, newspaper, and magazine exposure as Steve does for weight loss with Fatnosis. That there's not a week gone by in the past, I couldn't tell you how many years, where he doesn't appear in at least one national newspaper or on a national TV show or on a radio station or on a blog like of Hello Magazine that's got millions of readers. He's there. So the name Fatnosis is constantly getting out to millions of people through perceived, credible, real channels that 99% of people in this industry hold themselves up as trainers. Just start even getting, you know, they might get themselves on telly once or twice a year if they're bloody lucky. And that passes as them being, you know, in the top echelons. Steve does that in a bloody week, multiple times some weeks. Think about who you're learning from.
And I think the good news as well is that other people can do it if that's what they want. And so, Jonathan's right, and I thank him for his accurate praise there. But what I would also say to people out there that are watching is that if you want to elevate and if you want to build your own brand and if you want to become your own, I don't like the word fame, but I'll use it, your own fame, then it is possible, because if I did it, anybody can, right? And I really do believe that. But it takes effort, it takes consistency, it takes real focus. And yes, it does take having good people around you as well, of which Jonathan is one of them. And, you know, and there are others, of course. So that's what I would say. It's possible for everybody, because the one thing I don't want to say is, you know, oh, look, I don't want it to come across as look at me, look at me, look at me, which I'm not about at all. Well, to a degree I am, because I'm running a business. Right. However, I know that we both would, you know, shout out that if you want to be really successful and step up, you can do it. It is possible.
Exactly.
For most people.
It's
not
achievable.
All, but the most.
Yeah, anyone with functioning brain cells, a real desire to get off the backside, who's prepared to take action. Anyone who sells you a dream of a magic wand that's just going to work itself, this system, well, that's bullshit. Run from them. You've got to put effort into it to get results, certainly in the early stages of your career. There may come a time where it seems to be happening automatically, but that's because of the effort and the seeds that you planted months and years earlier. But I suppose in a nutshell, what I'm trying to say is, to finish up on the question about the bootcamp, can we segue slightly, it's that the challenge is that nobody out there, show me someone with the same level of appearances on TV, radio shows, newspapers, magazines worldwide over the past 30 year plus years and counting that I've got. Show me someone who's also taught as many people who are now actually famous name, television or media hypnotists, either taught them originally or ended up consulting and mentoring them. You know, British Life Coaches, the Speakmans, they've got out an audio CD, okay? The entire script for that was written by me and licensed from me. The DVD, You Can Be Cured, I was the hypnotic advisor to. I helped them, you know, promote their first ever seminars. Paul McKenna, when he had a company called McKenna Breen starting out, every one of his staff and seminar facilitators took my Mind Care Organization course that's now inside the Elite Hypnosis Bootcamp, along with everything else. And on their application forms, where it said, how did you hear about this course? It said, was recommended to me by Paul McKenna.
Wow.
And it does sound egotistical and arrogant, but find me someone who's taught as many people, or either taught originally or mentored and helped them then become successful. Because the key is the hypnosis bit. It's dead simple.
And I used to think, I have to say, and I used to think when I didn't know Jonathan Royal, I used to think to myself, oh God, he's so up himself. Oh God, he's so arrogant. Oh God, right, he's so egotistical. Right? But what I soon realized is a lot, if not everything, of what he says is true. It was kind of so that's when I decided personally to actually attend one of his programs, and I was literally blown away. It was great.
Pick up on a key phrase there. Steve just said a lot, if not everything, was true. Just to clarify, I think what he means by the bits that he considers not to be true are he may have had a different opinion or experience using techniques with his clients. But I can guarantee you, and that's another part of the challenge, I challenge anyone to find anything I've ever claimed as being untrue or as not being backed by full documented evidence, facts, and reality. And on all of those levels, truth, evidence, reality, content, quality, and results, including quantifiable financial results, nobody else offers that on their courses as I do with the bootcamp, and nobody since December 2020. Episode 63 of Open Loop Show podcast.
And as great as he is, though, he's a pain in the arse with his links. He drives me mad with his links. He drives the whole community. But he's going to shout at me now because it works.
I am, because he doesn't mind when I post a link to Event 22, which is taking place in September 2022 in Birmingham, England. And if you search Steve Miller, Event 22, Birmingham, England, you'll find it on Eventbrite. There's a couple of tickets left, and the price is going up again next week. So you'd be wise to get your ticket now.
Yeah, it does, I'm very relaxed about it because it makes me laugh. Because I know a lot of people actually get wound up by it and does their heads in and whatever. Well, it doesn't do my head in; it just makes me laugh.
Yeah, that's right.
and you know, sometimes actually as a profession, which I will call it, I do think sometimes we just need to just relax a bit and calm down a bit and just laugh more and have a sense of humor and be more real, like with the general public. And I think one of the key reasons that, you know, I'm not successful with everybody, I'm not, but I'm successful with many. And I think I'm successful with many because I'm just normal. And I just talk to people as people, and I don't go in heavily clinical with all these things, like we started with telling everybody to, you know, oh, don't say weight loss because it'll mean that you're losing something and you won't lose the weight and all of this sort of stuff, or it'll create a trauma. I'm just human. And I think that where I agree with Alex totally, Alex stroke Jonathan, is that actually there are some clients where I've worked in the past, and no matter what I would have done, it would have worked. I could have said, sit on the taps or go outside and eat 6 ice cubes and that'll make you lose 6 stone. And it would have done. It was the ritual. It was the process. Yeah. And it was very much about my performance, my display of me in front of the client. And when I do that, not good. And there are times when I'm not good, right? My results in the past have been awful. They've been dreadful, right? But most of the time, thankfully, because I'm kind of in the zone, they've been great. But the reason they've been great is because of the process and the ritual that I've taken someone through to actually achieve the result that they want to get. And that is very much about me as a human being. I am the suggestion. I am the suggestion. And you know, and after it took me years to think, to understand this. And to be fair to Jonathan, on his course, he goes through it, and it was like slight validation. I was like, oh, thank God for that. I'm doing it right. Because honestly, it's just simply about my performance. And if I was beige, I would get beige results. It's as simple as that. But if I'm, you know, in that zone of being, well, as reasonably charismatic and inspirational as possible with the clients, so that they look, they feel loved, appreciated, wanted, and all the things that Jonathan taught me on his course, then the results follow. And do you know what? 99% of the time, that's true. That is really true.
Yeah. Let me ask you both something very quickly, because I do think this is an interesting point about, if we're going to get into like the technical side of hypnosis for a little second there. Even Chase Hughes, this guy who's like very big right now, right? This guy, all about like human behavior. He wrote the Ellipsis Manual, very big in the U.S. He even has a course called Authority. Anthony Jaquin, who I interviewed on this show, I was asking him a ton of questions about hypnosis, and he said, look, Greg, I did teach all this stuff in the past and, you know, reality is plastic stuff, but I've realized over the years that authority really is the thing that pushes people over the edge.
If I never listened to what I taught him a couple of decades ago, because, you know, if you go on in the boot camp, by the way, but you can buy it on its own, the entire archives of my Yahoo internet news group, because they closed Yahoo groups down, but when they did, they notified owners, and I downloaded the entire archive.
Right.
And the entire archive of every single post made by every member is in the bootcamp, or available for a nominal price on my website, ultimatehypnosiscourse.com. And you know what? In there, you will see when Anthony Jaquin joined my group and how on a daily basis he asked me questions and learned from me. But he chose to ignore me decades ago when I told him it's all confidence, certainty, credibility, placebo effect, belief and expectancy, being manipulated with emotional manipulation, together with all of that made easier through the power of authority.
Let me just come in there, because what you've just said, in my opinion, as people watch this, sums it up. The credibility, I can't remember your words, Jonathan.
Rewind it, watch the video again. But yeah, confidence, certainty, credibility.
So true, guys. So true, honestly. And I used to, you know, I didn't want to believe that. I didn't want to believe that at all. And in my early days, of course, because I wanted it all to be very clinical. But actually, over 20 years, I've now realized actually what, as just explained by Jonathan, is true. It is true. Because when I'm on a shit day, I get shit results. Yeah. And that is about all of the stuff he just described. And I would encourage everybody to really focus on those areas, because when you focus on those areas, and we can all develop them, I believe, you know, most people can develop charisma, they can develop their confidence, their conviction, all of those things, their results will get so much better. And it's those areas that trainers just do not focus on. And that's why I'm going to do a little plug. Event 22 has come along, because we know, we believe that it is you that's the suggestion, for all the reasons Jonathan just discussed.
That's what I was going to say. So is fatnosis, I wanted to know about fatnosis, is there any unique intervention that you've uncovered? Is there, you know, any, could you say that there's a fatnosis technique, or do you really at the end of the day say, yeah, there's like a framework, but it comes down to authority?
I'm going to answer before Steve and say, having looked at it, my comment is, as I said before, no single element is original, but that's the same to the entire therapy industry. There's nothing that can't be found in books that are hundreds of years old if you actually do your research right. However, what is put together like a great chef does, great chefs, they can all make lasagna, but each of their lasagnas will taste different. And some people are like this one more than that one, more than that one, or more than that one. And that can be like, you know, the signature dish of that chef. Well, what Steve's done is he's got various different recipes that he's put together, that those recipes are unique to him, as well as the branding.
And I think, yes, thank you for that. You've summarized it really well. And the other thing I would say is with Fatnosis is it is the authority. It is the authority. And in terms of my leadership contributes to the success of Fatnosis without a doubt. And I do not, talking about authority generally, anyone that says authority isn't important, I don't quite get it, because authority is very important. And authority isn't about being nasty to people. It isn't about bullying people. It's about being the person that does deliver the medicine, so to speak. And that is why authority is important. You only have to look at Kialdini's theories of leadership or rules of leadership or whatever.
Persuasion. Yeah. Persuasion
and influence. Yeah, persuasion and influence, more important. And you know, the law of authority is there. Because when people have a problem, they want the best to solve the problem. And that is why authority is very, very important. The great news is that we can all build authority if we work hard and consistently.
Yeah, and I'd just like to add to that. I was very fortunate that very recently I had a book recommended to me called Healing Beyond Pills and Potions by a medical doctor called Dr. Steve Bierman. And I reached out to him because I read this, and when I read it, and I read 3 or 4 books a week, literally, and I've done pretty much my entire life, which is why I so confidently state that you can't learn anything elsewhere that isn't already in the bootcamp. But I read this book and I was like, wow, best value for money book on the power of suggestion and the best actual gold content that will work in the real world that I've ever read. I thought, I've got to reach out to this guy. So I sent him a message thinking, no way would he want to speak to the British bad boy of hypnosis. But you know what? He got back to me, and I interviewed him recently on hypnosisweek.com or Celebrity Hypnotist, my YouTube channel in the Hypnosis Week folder. If you look for Dr. Steve Bierman, it's called Healing Beyond Pills and Potions. He's a medical doctor who's also a clinical hypnotherapist.
Oh, I'm excited for that.
And his phrase, the way we call it authority, he refers to it as being the least uncertain person in the room.
Ah, that's a good reframe. Yeah.
Which is the same thing, but for those people who don't like the idea of being an authoritarian hypnotist, he reframes it as you've just got to be the least uncertain person in the room, and that means automatically you will be perceived as the one with the most authority.
That's a good way of putting it. And I have to say, I don't quite get why some people in our profession would have an issue with authoritarian hypnosis, because maybe they don't understand it. I don't know. But authoritarian hypnosis is about basically telling the client what they want in their head, frankly, with a great deal of personal inspiration and charisma and showmanship as appropriate, so that the ritual follows. And you know, what's wrong with authority? If somebody is really poorly and there is only one person that can sort them out in the world because they are the authority, you're going to go to the authority.
Right.
So what's the problem with it? I don't know. I don't get it.
That's very interesting. You know, Steve, I wonder, because I've been over to London, and actually I love when I go to the UK, because when I go to Waterstones and look in the psychology section, there are a lot of NLP books, and not only are there NLP books and hypnosis books, there are Erikson books. So here's
don't
my question.
Don't waste your time with them.
No, that's what I was going to say.
What a sick, twisted, narcissistic liar Erickson actually was. And yet he's held up as this. You know what? He bragged, you know, I could spend several hours just talking to somebody and they'd be cured. If I had to spend several hours with every client to get the result, I'd shoot myself in the fucking head, excuse the language. He wasn't good. He was actually a crap hypnotist. And there's a book called Beyond Erickson by a hypnotist called Alexander, which his second name is T-S-A-N-D-E-R, which you can search on the internet and purchase if you so desire. Or I cover the main reference points in my Biology of Hypnosis video training set, which again is in the boot camp, ultimatehypnosiscourse.com. But by his own volition, he admitted in writing in his own periodical magazine that he published, Erickson, that he used to take mental patients and lean them at, for example, a 45-degree stress angle against the wall by their head and leave them for his own bloody amusement. He was a narcissistic, sadistic pervert, because he also apparently to help a woman get back with her husband would make it so that she'd come to every session in a shorter and shorter skirt. Now, he relates this as, well, that was part of the therapy. There's no chuffing reason or need to do that to sort out the woman's... The guy, the evidence from his own mouth, in his own periodical, his own hand, is stacked as per Beyond Erickson, the book by Alexander, and the details in Biology of Hypnosis, that he was a narcissistic, twisted, sadistic, perverted, moderately skilled at best hypnotist. He's held up because NLP is a cult, and I do mean that as a cult. Do this course, then you have to do the next level and the next level. Hang on a minute, why not just teach us the key essence at the beginning so that we don't have to then keep buying into things? And Christ almighty, don't get me started on the fact that once they've done their practitioner, master practitioner, advanced master practitioner, they then get pulled in by the cult to immediately do the trainer trainers and get encouraged to go out and start doing training courses, teaching other people when they've no real experience in the real world with real clients. They're encouraged to go out because the people at the top of the pyramid.
This is one thing I quite like. This is one thing I quite like about you, Alex, is that what you've just described in terms of like revenue streams and whatever, you've never done. As an authority yourself, you've never done it.
No, and
this is where I'm coming from. What I'm basically saying to everybody watching this, because I often think people don't get you, and they should do, is that what you've just described in terms of all the layers of different courses and whatever to get, you know, it's revenue, you pay for it, blah, blah, blah. You've never done it, as far as I know. Never. So you practice what you preach with that.
I've always told people I've done loads of different courses over the years to get the content that's in the boot camp, but I've always said to the people at those courses, don't be coming on other courses with me, because I've always given them other stuff so that they don't have to. And indeed, those that have wanted to come back because they like the camaraderie of the social event as much or more so than the actual training, I've either given massively discounted tickets to, or quite often, as many people will attest, are in the boot camp, I end up saying you can come along free, because the fact is you're not going to learn anything new, because I told you the truth in the first place of how it all really works.
You're generous. The only thing you might learn
is how to market yourself, because that's more important. And that's something like referring back to before about fat hypnosis. If you want to specialize in weight management, nobody can teach you better how to publicize to get those type of clients than someone with the massively proven track record and results that Steve's got. So you've just got to apply common sense on where you're going to spend your training money. And don't go to someone who can't prove they've seen the clients in the real world and got real results for at least, say, 10 years, and that 10 years can't be that they can only produce results of 2 clients a week. That means they don't know how to run a bloody business. So you might learn some therapy techniques often, but you're not going to learn how to monetize it and stay in business, and you're going to end up having to do it part-time or getting a proper job or spending more money on courses, which is why I'm so confident. And that's why nobody can take up the challenge from December 2020. It's because the marketing, advertising, publicity and promotional training and resources, ready-made websites, press release templates, professionally filmed promotional videos that people can put their own names on the end of, and all the other resources in the bootcamp, as such that nobody else is supplying them because, well, they can't because they've not 99.9% of them recurring, actually had any real world success themselves to be able to supply them to their students.
I think Alex touches on something really important here, which is something I go on about quite a lot. And I would encourage everybody out there to display much more of their social proof, their successes. And that, and often I do think people think that, that they may come across egotistical or whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because being having an ego is really important because, again, it links to the authority. People want to buy, spend their money with people that are very confident that they can help them to get the solution they want. So the message for social proof is get it out there because we are, as a profession, in my opinion, pretty shit at it. We really are pretty shit at it. And I think we've got to do lots more. And I have to say, When I see lots of people spouting off that, you know, this new model or this new protocol, okay, fine, not a problem in my eyes. Where are the real people with real results? Show me those people, the public. And often they can't. And that's a real concern.
Right. Yeah, isn't that interesting? I know you both had a... I love you both posted when HypnoThoughts was going on. Let me ask you this. What is your thought on like these hypno? There are a lot. There's hypno.
Well, I'll go first because I think Alex let me go first. Right.
Yeah.
The first thing I want to say on that, and I'm going to answer it direct, is that everybody is entitled to an opinion. That's the very first thing. Okay.
Right.
And I believe a lot of people out there do not accept that in our profession. But tough, they do have an entitlement to an opinion. Secondly, I have a real issue at events generally. I'm not just talking about HypnoThoughts,
yeah.
But generally, where you get the same effect. You get the same people talking about the same thing or a kind of another version of the same thing, right? And the third thing, which is the biggest thing for me, for all of these coaching and hypnosis conventions, is that why do people that are a bit different, who may not toe the line, who may actually think, you know, everyone talks about, oh, it's important to think out of the box. Well, these people might do. And those people that have an edge, why are they not invited to speak? Why mm-hmm. are they potentially, and I don't know if they are or not, but why are they barred from them? What are we frightened of? You see, I encourage everybody to listen to all opinions. I listen to Alex. I listen to lots of other people, Mike Mandel and lots of other people. Great people, right? But I challenge a convention, internationally or domestically, to get Alex to speak at their convention. And do you know why I don't think they do? Because they're frit. That's why.
Yes. I'm with you there. I'm with you. Jonathan, what are your thoughts on HypnoThoughts?
I would just reflect exactly what Steve said, and all I would add is this. And this is going to sound egotistical and arrogant to some, and I know it will, okay? And I make no apologies for that. But here's the cold, harsh truth. 99% recurring, and I'm saying that rather than 100% because there might be an event that I'm not aware of that does things differently, okay? But the major events, they don't come and ask you to take part. You have to apply, okay? You have to submit a proposal. And if accepted, then you go along and you pay your own travel and flights to get there. You, in the majority of cases, pay for your own hotel accommodation. They might give you food if you're lucky. I know HypnoThoughts feeds them at lunchtime, but they're not feeding them in the evenings as well, as far as I'm aware. So you've still got expenses of living as well to pay yourself, your travel expenses, and you've got to have applied and get there and pay for your hotel. To apparently... Oh, it'll be all right because you can sell stuff at the back of the room. I don't need to sell stuff at the back of any room anywhere in the world. I was semi-retired. I turned 47 on the 13th of August, 2022. I was semi-retired by the time I was 30. I bought my own home outright for cash, the deeds of which are in the photo album in public on my Facebook because people call me Billy Bullshit. Well, no, the deeds are there. You can go and see. I did. Simple. In a nutshell, the fact of the matter is this. I would never apply or ask to be a speaker at an event. Why should I? I'm one of the most successful hypnotists of the past 3 and a bit decades. And my students, who are now even more successful than me in terms of being more famous in their respective countries, from a stage hypnosis point of view, filling theatres and 5-star cruise ships on Independence of the Seas and other massive cruise liners, from a therapeutic point of view, appearing on primetime, daytime television shows, why would I apply? Why would I pay to go? Why would I pay for my own hotels? Why would I want to associate with people who are not even remotely close to being as successful as I am and my students?
And a lot of people watching what Alex just said, excuse me, may be listening and thinking to themselves, oh my God, he's so up himself. He's so egotistical. He's so this, he's so that. Some people will think that. What I would say to those people is, number one, I used to think the same. Number two, what I would say is you need to be more like that. You really do need to be more like that, with that level of conviction, that level of self-belief that you are the star sort of thing. And believe in the belief about when it comes to the respect of your talent and all that sort of stuff. Coming back to what the other bit, though, in terms of... applying, you don't ask real talent to apply. It's right. Just not done. And you don't do that in the world of media either. I mean, people come to you and they talk to you because they know you've got the track record, and which, you know, we've all got a track record. So actually, I mean, if I was asked to apply, I mean, I'd double up laughing. And I have to say that, you know, Alex is right. He's right on this. If you want the best talent, you don't insult them by saying you can apply to be a speaker. But right. I want to put a challenge out there in this interview today. I put a challenge out there for any convention, hypnosis or coaching around the world, to make an invite to Alex to speak. Obviously, he might want his expenses paid, fair enough. But I put that challenge out to you today, because I tell you what, over the last couple of years, and I will continue doing this, I have, in fact, more than 2 years, I've made it clear that actually there's narrow minds around this profession, very big narrow minds, that are actually, in my opinion, denying people, hypnotherapists, trainees, and so forth, of different perspectives. And I say to them, why are you so nervous about this gob on a stick? Yeah, he's very opinionated, right? Why are you so nervous? What's the problem? People can still listen and disagree. So I put it out there, a challenge. Come forward and ask him to speak.
Yeah.
No one will, because they
want to sell their courses, and the trouble is they're afraid, because I guarantee you this, anyone who ends up in my Elite Hypnosis Bootcamp, unless they've got a screw loose, or they've got more money than sense, or they're going and doing a course with somebody like Steve so that they can legally use a brand like Fatnosis that will help them if they want to go into the weight loss arena. Unless they fall into one of those categories, and two of them are ones you really don't want to fall into. Okay, I'll give you a clue. The only one that makes sense is if you were buying a brand like Fatnosis. But if you've got a screw loose or more money than sense, then maybe you might go somewhere else after you've joined a bootcamp. But everyone else won't need to or want to. And the truth is that some of these so-called names and stuff, I'm damn certain that they've got somebody to join the boot camp, okay? And that they've had a peek inside, and they know. That's why they won't take up on the challenge. from episode 63. And it's also why they would never invite me in that sense, because they know that if people end up having more of a chance to realise the wise thing to do is to join the boot camp, because, hey, if what I'm saying proves to be untrue, they get the money back. Then the thing is, that will cut off their income stream, because these people are doing a course, then they're doing an advanced course. Then we do our breakout days where we're going to get people who've already done the course, who's supposed to have learned this, to come along to a firewalking empowerment day and other bullshit like that.
Yeah.
The one thing that I want to add, which is slightly, I guess, emotive, is that I have a real issue with all of... I've never been this sort of person that can, you know, I can't bear cliques, and I can't bear backslapping, and I can't bear groupthink. I can't stand it. I love bringing into my life people that add perspectives that I might think keep clear, right? I
could love even it. Keep yes. clear.
However, I have learned so much and adjusted my own, you know, different personality, not personality, but style maybe, or the protocol or whatever we want to call it. And I've adjusted because I've listened to them. And I might not have agreed with everything they said, but I'm glad that I listened to them. But everyone around me might have said, no, for whatever reason. So I say to all of these event organizers, no matter who they are, if you've got balls that are bold and brave, and you want people to learn, then I do invite you to ask Alex to speak at your convention or whatever you want to call it. I do. Or anyone else that's out there. Yeah.
I would say the same about Steve as well. Same thing he said about me. I just mirror it back and say, up the balls to what? Because Steve will tell you what you're afraid of hearing as well. But it's what you're afraid of hearing that you need to hear to change. And here's another thing.
Because what people might think people are afraid of hearing or whatever actually helps them to be better and to be more skilled and to be more talented and to get greater results for their lovely clients. So I do say to people, you know, broaden your thinking, for God's sake, because if not, you're very narrow and you're not going to have the breadth of talent that you really want.
What is it that people are afraid of? I was going to say, what do you think, what is the big threat here? Because, and I've played with this in my head a couple of times, Alex, Jonathan, and Steve, is this idea that if it's all, quote unquote, just suggestion, just placebo, just authority, in your opinion, does that then just slaughter all the sacred cows, that just make all the techniques irrelevant? What is the real threat, you think, to your perspective on hypnosis in the community?
I'm going to answer that first, because I know that Steve's answer is going to be better than mine because of the way I'm going to answer this on purpose to leave it to him. But in a nutshell, I would say, yes, once you fully understand what hypnosis truly is, and that it's confidence, certainty, charisma, conviction, combined with elements like Pygmalion effect, believing in the client and transmitting to them that it will work, so that they then start to believe in themselves, which triggers the Galatea effect, which combined with that, we also add in the Hawthorne effect. These are things people can Google, which is the fact that we'll follow them up after the session so they know they're going to be watched and monitored, as it were. But these elements with the totem effect, which is maybe giving them the audio MP3, or a lucky crystal or whatever, depending on your approach. Right. But something that's the totem, kicks in the totem effect, and it also helps enhance belief and expectancy of this working, which all combine together with your authority that we spoke about before to create, together with your environment and a whole bunch of other things. That there's a free 4-hour video on ultimatehypnosiscourse.com. Go and look there, because I've not got time to explain it. But that free video will tell you the other elements that together make the recipe that mean the placebo effect is triggered. But remember, the placebo effect is different than the placebo response. The placebo response is getting the result. To get the result, you've got to get the effect triggered. And doing these things right, it will. And it doesn't matter what important seeming ritualistic process you use. finger waggling, tippity tappity, celery up the nostril, hypnotic induction, visualize, it doesn't bloody matter. As long as you deliver it with that conviction, certainty, charisma, all the other stuff we talked about, and that the client buys into it and they've already bought into you, which is where your marketing, advertising, publicity and promotion is key. So they believe you before they even ever come to the session, which is something Steve has mastered the art of within the context of weight loss specifically, you know?
What I would say is, first of all, I'm not an academic. Secondly, I'm not as well read as Jonathan or Alex. However, what I am is someone that's done it for 20 years. And I would say that after doing my diploma and my sort of practitioner program with the college I trained with, I implemented what I learned. And it was okay, but sometimes it was just awful. And I remember the day specifically, I said to my partner, this is just not working. I'm doing everything that I've been told to do, which was good stuff. I'm not going to knock it. I've been told to do this stuff, right? And I said, I just want to tell them blah, 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 right? Within the hypnosis and out of hypnosis. And I want to be me. I want to be who I am today. This is what you see in the real me. And he said to me, do it then. And I know it's a small thing, but I just thought to myself, I'm going to do it. And my results went through the roof in terms of quality, simply because, and it was then validated later by Jonathan's course that I attended, that absolutely validated, you're okay, Steve, you're doing this right now, in terms of it being all about my confidence in myself, that I project, my conviction, my credibility that I put out there, all of those outer symbols, as well as how I kind of communicate when a client's with me in the consulting room. It's all of that. And that links back to what I was saying earlier, where I think I could have said to anybody, you know, go and sit outside, eat 6 ice cubes, because it's got a process that will absolutely make you straight away lose weight and carry on and lose the 6 stone you need to save your life. And it would have worked. I really believe that.
Yeah.
And I don't get me wrong. I didn't want to believe that early on, because I wanted all of it to be magical and all of this stuff. But actually, I kind of learned eventually that actually it's not. It's about me as the suggestion.
Is real magic.
And it is true. It's all about, that is a true story. And I'll say to anybody out there, and in the first few years after my studies, where I did very well, I became a distinction graduate, very proud, all of that, right? I was pretty shit, really, in the first few years. But after that, when I realized, yes, I can shine charisma to the best of my ability, I can showcase my confidence, I can showcase my conviction, I can be more human with clients, I can put out their outer symbols that I'm bloody successful, right? And then in the consulting room, no matter what I fucking do, they'll get the result.
Right.
And that was the reality. That was the reality. So, you know, I'm not an academic. I'm not a scientist. I'm very practical, and I'm renowned for results. And what I've just described is how I get them.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Okay. And that's because we're just at heart, we're giving them permission to change.
Right.
And a safe environment and context within which, when they're ready for change, they can do that, which they could have always done for themselves. But by going through this important seeming ritualistic process with us, it removes all self-blame, shame, guilt, regret and remorse from them for not having got off their arse and done it sooner. Because then they can always say to the family and friends, when the family and friends go, well, suddenly it's like a magic wand's been waved. You've stopped taking cocaine, or you stopped drinking, or you started losing weight.
Yeah.
Why didn't you do it sooner? Rather than going, well, I just woke up this morning and decided that I changed my life, and then people going, well, why didn't you do it sooner, you fucking idiot? Making them feel bad, which is what leads to relapse, okay, or symptom substitution. Instead, they can go, well, you know what? I couldn't do it sooner. No blame on them, because I'd not heard about this therapist, and I only recently got given their details, and I only recently managed to save up the money to go and see them. So also all blame, shame, guilt, regret, remorse, anything negative removed from them. They're not to blame for not having done it sooner, But what they have got is a perfect excuse to now do what they could have always done, but in a manner where they can't feel bad about the fact.
I agree. And I think I'd add on to that is what you always say as well, which is if that person feels they feel wanted, they feel listened to for the first time, they feel important, they feel loved, cherished, appreciated, all of those things by me, if I'm honest. And if I'm good at putting that over and projecting that, the result follows. And that's what gets the result. It's not this, I do not believe for 1 minute it is all of this subconsciously, consciously, unconsciously story that we'd love to all believe.
Yeah.
In the way that we're taught it.
That's
you're
interesting.
You're giving them back a full, and by full I mean like 100% level of self-belief, self-worth, self-respect, self-love, a fully positive and balanced self-identity.
Jonathan, can I just say, because I think this you know the name for it and I don't.
Okay.
I've always said that when I see a client, my belief in them as I look at their eyes has got to be there. It's got to be strong. Belief in the belief. It's called something, and you mentioned it earlier, but I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, you've got to transmit to the person in front of you that you believe this will work for them, and that is the Pygmalion effect.
Pygmalion effect. That's what it's called. Now, listen, everybody watching, I'm a distinction graduate of the London School of Clinical Hypnosis, now no longer here, but I didn't know that.
And now, some people would argue
that is one of the most important things.
Yeah. I'm prepared to accept it's possible that it's not just the Pygmalion effect in the way you'll see it described if you do an internet search, which then triggers off everything else I said that you can find out about in the free 4-hour video at ultimatehypnosiscourse.com. But that in actual fact, it's because you've got that total confidence, certainty, and credibility that's being transmitted. You feel 100% inside yourself this is going to work for that client.
Yes.
That energetically, you're winky wanky, arty farty, tree hugging, new age types would say, well, that's actually energy. You're transmitting the healing energy to them. Well,
right.
You know
maybe
what?
I am.
If you want to believe that, maybe you are. It doesn't matter whether it is or it isn't. The fact is, it works.
Yeah.
And I'd give the view, I can describe a real life example here that is completely true. It's not bullshit, right? It's where, and I'll never forget this lady. This is, it's got to be 5 years ago now. And her husband contacted me to say she won't leave the house. And it's been like this for 2 years. I think it was 2 years, maybe more. I don't know. But 2 years. Anyway, she's willing to come and see you. I can get her into the car and she will come and see you. She wouldn't leave the house for whatever reason. Anyway, she turned up and I really liked her. I did the Pygmalion thing, right? And I sat down and I talked to the lady for about, I don't know, half an hour, did a bit of right, shut your eyes because this is going to work stuff, right? And as soon as we finish, you'll want to go home and do what I tell you to do, which I will tell you once we're done. Anyway, I did it and then did the bit, opened her eyes, another chat, and I said, right, when you get home, you will go out the door and you will text me as you're walking around the block. And she did. She did it. And the next week, she went to London to go shopping, right? And there was no what I would class as traditional clinical script. If I start getting you to tap here or tap there or drift yourself back to the cause in regression and all that, I did nothing like that. All I did with the formal hypnosis, inverted commas, was told her exactly what she's going to do. And that was for about 10, 15 minutes. Open her eyes. And then I just said, you're now going to go back and you'll be texting me what you've done. I want to hear as soon as you get back, right? And I was very definite about that in my conversation. Not aggressive, no, none of that, assertive. And she knew I was on her side as well. And then, bugger me, what do I get? An hour or so later, she's out there walking around. It was the ritual. It was the process I went through. I was obviously on form that day. And it was the connection with the client. She felt loved, appreciated, wanted. I had confidence in her. And guess what? Result.
Yeah. So do we think at the end of the day then that what people are holding up, because what you say and the way you break it down, Jonathan, to me, in a way, makes me feel that I have more control as a practitioner over the process mm-hmm. because I know the different elements. But I know there's the school of thought that and I've played with this in my head that says, well, actually, no. Suggestion and placebo are just hypnosis. Now,
of course they are. They're one and the same. That's okay. Part of the entire point. But the point is that suggestion correctly expressed is hypnosis by virtue of all those elements coming together that the free right. video at ultimatehypnosiscourse.com covers that trigger the placebo effect and therefore get the placebo response, which right. then result. They're one and the same thing. Just as marketing, advertising, publicity, and promotion to get your clients done correctly, marketing is the correct use of emotional manipulation and suggestion, which is hypnosis.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
is this what? So what don't hypnosis then? Are we saying that what hypnotists and coaches don't want to see are these elements that you're bringing forth? As part, do they just want to think it's magic? Is that what you think they're afraid?
Well,
what are they afraid of?
The problem is with the trainers that want to keep selling their multi-level marketing courses. Because when you teach it properly, and then we've only scraped the surface here, but in the boot camp,
right.
I break it all down to the point where there's nothing else. There's no upsell. There's nothing else to buy. Once you've got my boot camp, I have nothing else to sell you. You'll never pay me another penny ever again, you see.
I'll add a perspective here as well. In that I do think from a student point of view, we're kind of in a way conditioned to believe that it is this psychological magic.
Yes.
And there's this neurological process that takes place somehow. And the difference is, though, is how and of course it does, I guess, arguably, psychological change does take place and neurological change takes place.
Yeah, the end result does happen. Yeah, it's just happening in a different way.
But exactly. What I'm saying, this is where I back Jonathan up, is the way to get there is not about thinking that if you start tapping someone or if you start, I don't know, doing some regression to causation or whatever it is they call it these days, is the way to do it. No, it's not. It's about you as a person. It is about you as a personality. And yeah. it's about your engagement with that person, human to human. And that's why, arguably, to become a hypnotherapist that's good or a hypnotist that's really good, you don't need a year's training. You don't need a long training because in some ways, what I would say to people in terms of developing themselves is focus more on your confidence, your conviction, and all of the stuff that we focused on in this, rather than all of this sort of, oh, this model will trigger the subconscious right. to do this, that, and the other.
And your marketing.
I incinerate all that. And marketing, as Jonathan said, is important because obviously it gives the outer symbols, right? Gives the outer symbols, the outer suggestion.
So
I would say that hypnosis, it's all about definition. I would say hypnosis is a process that is whereby we, I'm not an academic, so bear with me, where we engage with someone to deliver suggestion through ourselves that makes them believe in the belief that they then go forward with the successful outcome.
Wow, and it's not, I like that.
And it, thank you. And it's not.
Yeah.
And it's not some sort of, oh, I need to do this because regression to cause or clinically sort it out. No, I say park that and start putting yourself into the thought process of it's about you. Okay, with the engagement. And may I just say that's why Event 22 has come along. And of course, we have our keynote speaker, the man himself. Yes, the man himself.
Yes.
That'd be me, by the way. Can I just add to what Steve said very briefly that because we're getting close to the
yes,
end.
Yes, I know we have to wrap soon. This.
With the exception of weight loss and one or two other things, mm-hmm. where because with weight loss, you can't just do one session and the person's got a quantifiable result. Well, they can have a quantifiable result in waking up and going, I feel better, I feel more confident, I know this time this process is going to work for me. However, they can't go and weigh themselves and suddenly find that they've lost a stone at the end of the session, okay? Whereas with a phobia, if they were scared of spiders at the beginning, you can take them to a pet shop and get them to order a tarantula and get the photograph as proof. If they were scared of lifts, you can put them in the lift. So yeah. Weight loss is an exception, and weight is one that, therefore, even I recommend a minimum of 4 to 6 sessions. And the reason being is purely so that the client can feel loved, wanted, needed, appreciated, cared for, cherished, valued, supported, worthwhile, while they're rebuilding their levels of self-esteem, confidence, image and control, and at the next level, self-respect, self-love, self-worth, selfishness of a positive level where they're looking after themselves. So they're repairing their self-identity, becoming the whole them again. Okay, but also it means that time can go past, that they actually then, at session 3, you can get the scales out and go, look how much you've lost. And it impacts it more. You're giving them that support, which is part of the Hawthorne effect, ongoing.
Yeah.
That's necessary with weight loss and 1 or 2 other things. But with habits, addictions, fears and phobias in general, if at the end of the session, cigarettes taste like donkey shit and they go, I never, ever want to touch one of them again. If you've gone about it and done it right, job's done. Okay. And 99% of things recurring, when you truly understand what you're doing and do it right, can be successfully dealt with in one session where there will be no symptom substitution and where the client will actually have positive knock-on effects in all other areas of the life. When you are dealing with Royal's hierarchy of human needs that I talk about at ultimatehypnosiscourse.com, because by repairing those things, they'll notice positive effects they didn't even realize that they needed to notice. And the thing is this, you know why most trainers don't teach that? It's because they weren't taught properly in the first place. And you know why even the people who've been taught it, unless they were taught it by me, then there's more chance that they go away and do it. But even if they are taught, do it in one session. Most of them don't end up doing that long term for 2 reasons. A, they don't get taught proper marketing, advertising, publicity and promotion to bring a constant stream of hungry clients through the door prepared to pay a good sizable fee so they can sustain a proper business and be sat there in the moment with their client, giving them 100% rather than worrying, am I going to get some more clients this week so I can pay the mortgage, which I would say is actually the ones who are unethical and immoral. No, yeah. They're told do regression to cause over, say, 6 or 12 sessions because the client keeps coming back and you're paying you more money. Here's the irony. What I charge, minimum of 500 quid, it goes upwards when I can upsell them stuff, but for a single session, okay, there's therapists out there charging 50 quid a session. We'll see them for 12 sessions. All right, they're making an extra £100, but they're spending like 12 hours with a client. I'm spending 60 to 90 minutes with them and making the 500 quid. It's 100 quid less, but effectively, because it's all less time, I'm arguably making way more money than them, right? As long as I can keep clients coming in. But here's the thing.
This is where he keeps having a go at me. On a lighter note, he keeps having a go at me because he knows that I'm far too cheap for the public. And
exactly.
You know what? I'm absolutely willing to say publicly, I have a real issue with money. It's one of my limiting beliefs. And why? Why? Because I feel guilty when I charge too much. How terrible is that with my reputation and results and pedigree?
We'll be working on that at Event 22 in September the 24th in Birmingham, England. Just search Steve Miller Event 22 on Eventbrite. Up will come the page.
We'll link to it too.
Book your ticket right now because the price is going up every week as we get closer. That's Saturday, the 24th of September, 2022, Birmingham, England. Event 22, be there or don't be there.
And of course, there's ultimatehypnosiscourse.com.
Indeed.
Before we go, final thing, I want it because, and we probably could do another couple hours on this at some point, but right now, beyond what we've already talked about today, is there anything else you want to look in the camera right now and say to coaches and hypnotists that what are some hard truths that you think they need to know right now that it might hurt their feelings, but let's get it out there from both of you.
3, dead quick. I'm going to give Steve the final word on this. So number 1, look at episode, I'm looking again to remind myself,
63.
Episode 63 of Open Loops. Watch that. That challenge is still open. None of you have had the balls, talent, ability or courage to even attempt to take me up on that challenge. And I know you can't, because nobody's got a more comprehensive, better value for money training course than the Ultimate Hypnosis Course.com website's Elite Hypnosis Bootcamp. Number two, stop lying to your students. The fact is, and from the student's perspective, check out, don't take what I've said as true. Don't. As I say at UltimateHypnosisCourse.com, any claims I make, go, as I said in that episode of Open Loops, go and independently spend some time researching them on the internet and find out, was I on those TV shows? Did I treat those celebrities? Did I help that football team get into the Premiership? You'll soon find out if I'm talking nonsense or not. I can tell you, as a quick clue, clearly you're going to find out it's all true. Otherwise, I wouldn't be daft enough to say it. But the point is, you'd be amazed how many people out there are telling blatant lies on their website and people don't bother checking it out. And finally, 15 letters that make up two words that you need to stop paying attention to, unless it's somebody hugely successful in the field that you want to get into. So if you want to get into weight loss, you listen to somebody like Steve, because he's got a proven track record and he's still appearing in the media every single bloody week without fail. If you want to learn about hypnosis in general and how to get a constant stream of paying clients from someone who is an advisor to television name life coaches and hypnotists, you come to me, UltimateHypnosisCourse.com. What you don't do is go on forums asking people who themselves have an illusion of success at best, but can't back it up. So the two words, 15 letters, write this down. The first word is O-T-H-E-R, other. And the second word is H-Y-P-N-O-T-I-S-T-S, hypnotist, other hypnotist, or it can be O-T-H-E-R, other. T-H-E-R-A-P-I-S-T-S, other therapists. Stop bloody listening to them, because 99% of them recurring can't even afford to pay their mortgage off each month properly without worrying, which means they're not giving 100% to their clients.
Wow. Steve, how are you going to top it off?
I'm going to give three that are more, I guess, behavioural, okay? Although Jonathan's were, but you'll see what I mean. I think the first one I want to say to everybody out there is to stop being so bloody defensive. People, they are so defensive. Anyone comes up with something different, it's like defence straight away and gossip, gossip, gossip. And I'd say to everyone out there, of course, if they're talking about other people to you, they're probably talking about you as well. OK, that's the first thing. So stop being defensive. I think the second thing has to be with that as well is embrace opinion, embrace different opinions.
Yes.
Even if you don't agree with it, listen. And also, if you don't like the person, that's OK. Right. But learn from them. And we can all do that. And I think the third one is, I would say this. If you are a trainer claiming ABC XYZ, right? Show me the evidence of that. And I'm not talking about science. I'm not talking about a piece of research. I'm talking about real people with real results that are not hypnotherapists or hypnotists. That's how I'll end it.
Wow. An amazing episode. Jonathan Royal, you can find him at ultimatehypnosiscourse.com. And of course, Steve Miller of Fatnosis, we're going to link to this as well, yourweightlossmaster.co.uk. Check out Event 22. I wish I could fly over there and check it out. It's going to be great. I love both of what you're doing.
For people who can't get there, it's being filmed, so they'll be able to get the recordings afterwards by way of a private group. So even if you are overseas and you can't make it because of COVID travel restrictions or the extra expense involved, still check out Event 22 on Eventbrite with Steve Miller.
Perfect.
Do it.
Thank you both. This has been
amazing.
Thank you
for having us. Listen,
thank you.
Can I thank you as well as being for the host? You know, you were listening to us and we never shut up talking, really. So I guess we made your job easier, but thank you for giving us that airspace.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love the diverse opinions. Thank you both. Okay. Come back anytime. Event 22, the Theater of the Mind. Check it out. Jonathan Royal and and Steve Miller, thank you both so much for coming on the show. If you're not going to check out the Elite Hypnosis Bootcamp or Event 22 or any of these gentlemen's stuff, you are making a mistake. It's worth it. I'm telling you. It's good. It's good. I want to thank Rodney McGilvray for the theme music. I want to thank Zero Boy for the pre-theme music. And I want to announce today my formation of the Hypnotist Artist Guild. Join me in HAG. Talk soon, everyone.